JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History, one video clip at a time. Clip number 64, Growth of the Colonies in the Land of Israel.
Already in the 1870s, Jews from Jerusalem and from Safed, what today we would call Haredi Jews, moved out of Jerusalem and began to establish new cities, new settlements throughout the country. Petach Tikva was founded in the 1870s by Jews who left Meir Shearim in Jerusalem and went there and founded an agricultural colony. The same thing, the city that eventually would become Rosh Pina was settled by Jews who left the city of Safed and came there to become an agricultural community. The Baron Rothschild sponsored a community called Rishon LeZion, the first ones to come back to Zion. And that became the basis of his wine company, of his winery, called Carmel. Now, he called it Carmel East because the Baron owned the winery in France called Carmel. So that was Carmel West, and this was Carmel East. And the farmers, the Jewish farmers, who really did not have much experience in wine and grapes and growing, nevertheless began to till the land. And by 1882, the Carmel Wine Company was in business. The first bottle of wine that was produced by Carmel Wine Company was sent by the Baron as a gift to Rabbi Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin in Valozhin in Lithuania because he was the head of the Chovevei Tzion of the Lovers of Zion. When this bottle of wine arrived at the home of the Netziv and the Netziv saw a bottle of wine grown by Jews in the land of Israel from the grapes of the land of Israel, upon which all of the commandments of the Torah regarding agricultural laws had been fulfilled, he went into his bedroom and he put on his Sabbath clothing in honor of this bottle of wine. Now, that was the emotional pull that Eastern European Jews felt towards the land of Israel and the building of the land of Israel. Rothschild would go on, Zichron Yaakov would become a winery, Binyamina, all over the country, he created colonies. Ekron, which today is Maskeret Batya, he was involved in Rehovot, he poured in millions. And therefore, to a great extent, the map of the land of Israel reflects the efforts and the vision of Baron Rothschild. However, it must be said, and it will be discussed here, that the Baron and the farmers did not get along, which is probably always the case. The philanthropist who puts in the money is never satisfied with the organization that spends it. And the organization that spends it never feels that the philanthropist put in enough money to accomplish the item. And this was a struggle for decades between the two. But in spite of that, and in spite of the fact that the Baron had an entire set of overseers that were constantly checking on the farmers were basically religious, the overseers were not, the farmers wanted more money, the overseers looked to cut expenses, etc., etc. In spite of all of that, the colonies developed, they grew. And if you come to Israel today and you see Rishon LeZion, or you see Zichron Yaakov, or you see Binyamin, you see these enormous cities with populations over 100,000 people. All of this was done in less than a century by seeds that were planted by the Baron Rothschild. My friends, I'm Beryl Wein, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.